Welcome back to Kid Short Stories. Today's story comes to us from Carter, and he's turning 5! Happy birthday, Carter! That's so exciting! 5 is... whoa, you're getting old. That's so cool. He sent us his idea for a story. And if this is your first time listening to Kid Short Stories, welcome! Welcome to the family! And what we do is we turn your ideas into awesome stories. Okay, so if you have an idea for a story, you can send us a message on Instagram or go to our website, kidsshortstories.org, or you can leave a review on our podcast. Make sure you subscribe. But we turn your ideas into awesome stories. Are you ready to hear Carter's amazing story? Me too. Let's go! One day, Carter was playing in his room because there was a storm outside. It was thundering and raining. It's definitely not a good time to play outside. So he was playing with all his favorite toys in his room, like his trucks and dinosaurs, and having a lot of fun. And then he remembered, wait a second. It has been a long time since he's seen Caveman Dave. He should go visit him. Do you guys know Caveman Dave? Do you know where he lives? Yeah, he lives with dinosaurs. Wait a second. Do dinosaurs live right now? Do they live around here? No, you're right. They lived a very long time ago in dinosaur times. And Caveman Dave was really good friends with a lot of the dinosaurs. He was super fun. And Carter had a magical closet in his room that if he walked in, it would transport him through time. And he would walk out into Caveman Dave's house. He lived in a cave. Oh my gosh, that is such a great idea. Carter had to get ready. He ran over and got his boots, put his boots on, got a hat and a jacket and a water bottle, and got all ready for his adventure going to Caveman Dave's house. So he got everything ready, walked into his closet and shut the door. And all of a sudden he heard a bang. What? What was that? Bang, bang. Bang, bang, bang. What in the world? He opened the door back up, expecting, wait a second. He was already in Caveman Dave's house. Ah! Caveman Dave, how are you?
Well, you see, the reason all the banging was there was a dinosaur that was lost in here, and he was very confused. I'm very sorry if that scared you.
Oh, it's okay. You see, it's been so long since I've seen you. It's so good to see you. Can we go see some dinosaurs?
Oh, absolutely, Carter. It is great to see you, too. You see, I kind of misplaced something. Could you help me find something?
Yeah, what is it? What is it?
Well, you see, I just got a new monster truck, and I can't find the keys anywhere. Do you see them anywhere?
Carter started looking everywhere, all over the cave.
You see, Caveman Dave didn't have any lights in his cave, because they didn't have lights back then.
It was kind of hard to find stuff, but... oh, here they are! Carter found the keys.
Oh, thank you so much, son. You see, well, let's get onto the monster truck and go look at some dinosaurs. Let's roll out!
Caveman Dave and Carter all jumped on the monster truck and started driving to go look for some cool dinosaurs. On their way... oh no! Carter said, do you see up in that tree? There's a pterodactyl. Looks like it's stuck. How in the world are we going to save it? It's like way, way, way up there. Oh no.
Oh, that's Bessie. Bessie the pterodactyl. She's a silly one. She likes to trick creatures into thinking she's stuck, and then she eats them. So we should probably leave her alone, unless you want to lose a finger.
Oh,
Oh, gosh. Thank you for telling me that. No, I want to keep all 10 of my fingers to myself. Let's keep rolling. As they kept driving, they came up to a bunch of giant mud pits. Good thing Caveman Dave's monster truck had ginormous tires, because he could tear through the mud. Wow. I wish I had a monster truck like you, Caveman Dave. Yeah, she's a beaut, ain't she? You see, this monster truck has kept me alive more than once as I've escaped Spinosaurus and Velociraptors and all kinds of scary creatures here. Oh, what's your favorite dinosaur? Carter thought he liked a lot of dinosaurs. He liked the Apatosaurus, the Allosaurus, the Diplodocus, the T-Rex. Man, there were a lot of different dinosaurs that he liked. Well, I can't think of one. I just want to see as many as we can find. And so they kept driving on their monster truck, looking for more dinosaurs. And along the way, Caveman Dave would point out all the different dinosaurs that they would see. Oh, there's a Brachiosaurus. Check him out. Do you know what he eats? Carter said, yeah, he loves to eat leaves and trees. That's why he has a really long neck that can reach all the way to the top of the trees where all the other creatures can't reach. Because I think that's where the tastiest leaves are, at the very, very top. Very good, Carter. Well, let's keep driving. Oh, what was that? All of a sudden, the monster truck. Oh, gosh. It looks like it's stuck all of a sudden. It wasn't moving. Carter and Caveman Dave jumped off the monster truck to inspect what was going on. Oh, man. It looks like we got a flat tire. You see, these big tires are really good at climbing all kinds of mud and rocks and sticks and stuff, but sometimes, you know, dino teeth, they just poke a hole right in it. Look at that. There's a ginormous dinosaur tooth sticking in the tire. Flat as a nail. Oh, man. Carter, I'm gonna need your help. I'm gonna need you to run back to the house and pick up the patch kit so we can patch up this tire and get going. Do you know how to get back? Carter looked around. I think I know which way to go. Yeah, I know. I know how to get there. Yeah, just follow the tracks of the monster truck and that will bring you right back to my cave. In my cave, next to all the oranges and apples, I have a patch kit in a drawer. Do you think you can get that? Oh, yeah. I know exactly where your fruit are. I'll run back and I'll get back as soon as I can. Great. And take this one with you. You see, this here will protect you from any dinosaurs, all right? Caveman Dave gave Carter a big, long, bright red stick. He said, you see, dinosaurs don't like the color red. So if anything comes near you, you just wave that big red stick around and he'll be out of there faster than you can kick a stick at. Okay, Carter said. And off Carter went on his adventure to get back to the cave to get the patch kit for the tire. Pretty soon, there it was, a giant Velociraptor. Oh my gosh, those are scary. Oh my gosh. And Carter held up his big, long red stick as high in the air and waved it around. Go away, Velociraptor, I'm not afraid of you. And the Velociraptor took one look at that red stick and ran out of there as fast as I'd ever seen a creature. He was definitely afraid of the color red. Oh my gosh.
Did you know that dinosaurs were afraid of red?
Yeah, me neither.
And so Carter pretty soon got back to the cave. There it is! He grabbed the patch kit. Oh no, it's starting to get dark. I gotta get back there fast. He ran back to where the monster truck was. And Caveman Dave, oh my gosh, he was getting surrounded by Spinosauruses. Those are the ones, they look kind of like a velociraptor, but they have a long crest on their back. Ooh, and really sharp teeth. And Caveman Dave was doing his best to talk him out of it.
Hey, Spinosauruses, I'm not here to cause any trouble. I just got my monster truck stuck, and I need to get out of here. So don't you go nipping at me, all right?
Caveman Dave said, Carter,
I need your stick right now. Start waving that big red stick around, okay?
And Carter waved the red stick. And the Spinosauruses took one look at it and bolted out of there. They were gone.
All right, did you get that patch kit?
Yeah, it's right here, Carter said. And Caveman Dave patched up the tire as fast as he could. They got back in the monster truck and zoomed back towards the cave.
That was some pretty nice, fine work there, Carter. I'm proud of you. You got that patch kit faster than a turkey on Thanksgiving.
Yeah, Carter said. Thank you. I'm glad I could help.
Yeah, I just know that when stuff like that happens, you gotta move fast and gotta choose to be brave, all right?
When they got back to the cave, Carter looked at the time. He said, oh my gosh, it's almost my birthday party. I gotta get back. Caveman Dave, it has been awesome seeing you again. I gotta go. I will see you later. Bye.
See you later, Carter, and happy birthday.
Carter walked back into Caveman Dave's closet, closed the door, and heard,
Carter! Carter!
He opened the door. He's back in his room. Oh, his parents were calling for him.
Come on down. It's time to sing happy birthday.
The end.